Philip Semple, PA Dr. D. Surgeon Care. Today's date is 10/13/2022. Dictation is for Elizabeth Juarez. Juarez spells J-U-R-E-Z. Elizabeth spells E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. Date of birth is 02/17/2003. This is a 19-year-old female with vaginal discharge, period. Next paragraph. Patient indicated that she was advised by her boyfriend that he tested positive for gonorrhea and says she's here to have all STD testing. She says she wants to have tests for hepatitis, for syphilis, for gonorrhea, for chlamydia, and also says she wants to check to see if she's pregnant, period. She said that she's having a greenish discharge from her vagina for the past 3 or 4 days, and some discomfort in her suprapubic region. She denies frequent urination. She denies urgency. Denies painful urination, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Next paragraph. Family history. Hypertension, diabetes, and asthma. Next paragraph, social history, patient endorses tobacco use, alcohol use. She denies drug use. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, last menstrual period, /9/22. Next paragraph, review of systems, patient reports suprapubic discomfort. She denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies breast pain. Next paragraph. Denies changes in appetite. Denies changes in activities, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 162 of 88. Pulse 86. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph. HEENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 3/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is urethritis. Acute urethritis. Number 2, vaginal discharge, acute. Number 3, vaginitis, acute. Next, correction. Assessment number 4 is STD exposure, period. Today in clinic, we did the following tests. GC chlamydia, HIV, HCV, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and syphilis, RPR. The urinalysis was done clinic today. Patient urine reveals small leukocytes. All other variables were normal. Next paragraph, she was given the following medication in the emergency room in the clinic today. Rocephin, 500 milligrams IM. She was discharged with Zitromax, 500 milligrams to take 1 POBID for 1 day. Number 2. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She did. I answered all her questions. She was advised that we will contact her with the results to come back to clinic if she's worse, or to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.